Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Everybody just feels like it's a foregone conclusion. I guess I'm part of this as well, because just listening to everybody talk about it and the experts, that we're not going to have a season that starts on time next year. And that's, if anybody needs to make sure that they don't have any sort of work stoppage, it is Major League Baseball, because that is the one example in pro sports in this country where there was a massive effect when games stopped after 1994. And I understand the NHL lockout, that changed a lot of things. It almost was good for the league eventually, and the fans came back, but that was a major one as well, so I should include that. But as far as like losing fans and needing fans to come back, there was nothing worse than 1994. We all know that the steroids in 98 and the home run chase brought it back. But I mean, Rob Manfred and whoever the guy is that replaces Tony Clark now, I know his name. I saw it in a bunch of articles, but I forget already. I mean, these guys have to be like, man, there's so much money to be had for all of us. You know, let's not ruin this damn
thing.
Well,
the only people that are going to ruin this are the other owners. This is not about the players. The players are happy with the current system.
The players don't want a salary cap.
Well, listen, this is not a strike, or it will not be a strike unless they come to some agreement. It will be a lockout. So this is a disagreement between the owners of the baseball teams. Now, Major League Baseball just signed a huge deal with Polymarket. So, you know, Rob Manfred is working hard. They're trying to get as many sponsors as they possibly can. They want to keep building the war chest, much like the NFL has done, and nobody's done it better than the NFL. You could argue that the NBA has done really well in that regard too, especially internationally with the NBA and all the international players that they have and all the different contracts they have all over the globe. But when it comes to what's going on right now, and I went through a work stoppage with the NFL in 1987, we, the players, struck on the owners. And the players of today are benefiting from that strike. I firmly believe it. It took a while to get it going, but after about 15 to 20 years, the players started really making some serious money. And they can look back at that strike and they can say that's one of the reasons why they were able to do this. In this case, this is probably three quarters of the owners against the top quarter of ownership in terms of spending money when it comes to the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Cubs, the Red Sox, teams like that. And they're going to want a salary cap. They're going to want to jam it down the players' throats. And they're going to just basically threaten not to pay the players. So if you're Juan Soto, at this point, you have this huge contract. You're Shohei Ohtani, you have this huge contract. Kyle Tucker, you got this huge contract. I mean, you want to go to work. You don't want to be told not to come to work.
Well, so, of course, but you don't want to go to work so bad that you accept a salary
cap. Yeah, but the pressure is going to be coming from players who are not, number one, who are not going to want to lose years of service, and number two, are going to want to get their paychecks. So that's what the owners are banking on, that the players are going to end up acquiescing to their wishes and getting some sort of salary structure. It may not be called a cap. It may be called something else. The other thing that's going to be interesting is you see how the Dodgers are writing contracts. So Shohei Ohtani has deferred $680 million of his $700 million deal. That means he is basically skirting 14.1% of California state tax. Essentially, over $68 million he'll be able to keep when he leaves. That the hopes are that he'll be able to keep that when he retires from the Dodgers or moves away from the Dodgers. I mean, if I'm the Pittsburgh Pirates or I am the New York Mets or the New York Yankees, and who don't want to do these deferred deals kind of like this, or the Tampa Bay Rays or the Kansas City Royals, I mean, do they force the Dodgers now to rewrite or to redo the way that they're doing contracts? That's going to be another interesting aspect, part of this, because you would think that a lot of players would not want to go there simply because of those tax implications. But if the Dodgers are going to be playing games like this and allowing the players to skirt those tax issues, then that's why players are going there. That and the weather and the history of the Dodgers organization and a chance to win another World Series.
Yeah, you know what scares me about the whole thing is if there is some sort of cap. And I understand that the competitive balance taxes is a cap for some teams. I mean, obviously, it's much more of a cap for the Yankees than it's been for the Dodgers or the Mets. But Steve Cohen has blown through that many times. If the advantage is taken away from Steve Cohen to spend more money than everybody else, then are the Mets as attractive as they are right now? And the answer to that is no. It's just, they're just not. You know, I mean, Steve Cohen could pay somebody through the roof to get him to come here and give him whatever they want now under this current set of circumstances. If you're in a capped world and that stuff doesn't matter as much, and you're talking about owners that are spending the same amount of money on their roster because you have to in this cap era, then what are the Mets are going to have to build like every other team and not, you know, splash in free agency and go get guys like Scooble in an offseason where, you know, it's $500 million.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so this is why you need the Nolan McClains of the world, the Jonah Tongs of the world, the Carson Benjes of the world. That's why you got to develop your own players, and you got to try to bring those players up and give them an opportunity to make your team, which I'm glad both of those guys are going to be up here. McClain and Benj are both going to be up here, and I like that. I mean, you know, listen, David Stearns has completely changed his team. He's brought in a lot of professional Major League Baseball players, and he's got a couple of young guys that he's counting on. And, you know, I think harmony in a locker room is really important to the success of a team. And nobody is more, that's not more obvious to me than what St. John's has under Rick Pitino right now. Like, every one of these players is bought in. Every one of these players is unselfish. Every one of these players love playing for Coach Pitino and love playing for St. John's. And if you would have told me this was going to happen 6 years ago about St. John's, where they were, I would tell you no way. There's no way this would ever happen. Nobody's going to want to come to Queens. Nobody's going to want to go play basketball at St. John's until Rick Pitino got here and made it a thing.
Yeah, but
the same thing I would also say.
But here's the thing, though. You can't ignore the money factor and having such a huge – there's no rules right now.
I'll give you another example. Yeah, and you're wearing their shirt today, the pullover, and that's the New York Islanders. You know, for years and years and years, the Islanders had just a horrendous reputation. They had an average practice facility. They played in the old barn, which, you know, many people miss and would say that was the greatest place to play hockey. But that's not how you can make money in 2026. You need a building like UBS. You need a practice facility that's first class like they have at Eisenhower. And then you need the right group of players to actually tell the rest of the league that this is a great place to play hockey and a great place to live. There's a passionate fan base. And, you know, and I do give my son-in-law and Casey Cizikas and Cal Clutterbuck and that group of players that, you know, that were here that Garth Snow brought in, and then Lou Lamoriello took it to the next level with all the new stuff that was going on around them. And even when John Tavares left and they were playing in Brooklyn and nobody wanted to play there, it was just a temporary kind of fix. There was a concerted effort by those players, letting players around the NHL know this is a great place to play hockey, it's a great place to live, and Long Island is a great place to raise your kids. And now all of a sudden the Islanders have turned it around. Now, in large part due to a couple of their players that they have, and of course, Matthew Schaefer is a big part of that. But, you know, Matt has always told me that it's the hidden gem in the NHL that people didn't realize how great it is to live here. And sometimes we take that for granted. And then when players do get traded, you're like a Bo Horvat or, you know, in this case, I guess, Shen, who just came over from St. Louis. I mean, they realize, well, this is a pretty damn good place to live. It's a good place to play hockey. It's a great place to play golf. It's a great place to take your kids to the ocean. So, you know, they finally realize the benefits of all that. And that's what the Mets have to sell. It's not just the money, but you have to sell what it's like to live here and a place to live and how much your family's going to love living here.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. It's a little bit different. How many Mets players are living on Long Island where the Islanders are living? They're not.
I think a bunch of Mets players live on Long Island. I know Jose Reyes lived out there.
And, well, he hasn't been here in 15 years.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I know about, it's closer to live on Long Island to Citi Field than it is to live in the city. And I guess the single guys could still live in the city, just like a number of Ranger single guys live down here.
Yeah.
But they practice up in Tarrytown, you know, that kind of thing. So I just say that there's a lot of reasons why that you'd want to play for Steve Cohen. And one of those things is, and I remember when we did our show out there in Huntington, and we had, what's his name, Iglesias on.
That's right.
And he said that Alex Cohen gave him an oh my God necklace of diamonds.
That's right.
That's the kind of thing that players want. You know, they don't want necklace of diamonds, but they just want appreciation from ownership.
And then they didn't re-sign him and he was pissed off.
Well, he didn't fit the model that David Stearns was trying to fix.
I'm just saying. It was just he went from loving those guys to being pissed off at him and didn't come back.
I just think that what you have to do is if you are the Mets, if you are the Islanders, if you are the Jets, and you have this stench that had been attached to you, the way to get rid of that is, number one, by winning, but also going out and getting the right players. And then when the players get here, you treat them the way that they should be treated, and that's professionally. And I think a number of these teams have been able to do that and overcome some of the shortcomings that you're talking about.
Does it feel like it outside? But baseball is back tomorrow and then Thursday, of course, in Queens. It's Boomer and Geo just getting started.